Okay, so again, the Gemara, let's just review. We're doing Tosas here, Kodam. Dalam and Aleph and Shabbos, Tosas Dibur Maskel Kodam. So, the basic Gemara had a bit in Ibaya. They wanted to know if a person puts bread in the oven, on Shabbos, B'mezid, and they then want to know, they realize, yes, they do tshuva, or whatever, they get scared for their life, whatever it is, they want to know if they're allowed to pull the bread off of the oven, violate Nisa Darabana, in order to avoid Nisa Daraisa, in order to avoid Skila. Okay? In order to avoid getting stoned. That's Gemara Zibaya. Yes or no? So Tosa says, but hold on a second, even if you say he's not allowed, but he's not going to listen to you, because he's going to get killed. Who's going to listen to that? So right away we say that doesn't make sense. I mean, if a guy is a tzaddik, a good high-level person, he'll do it. I mean, there are mitzvahs that demand to give up your life. Now, if you can tell me the halacha is that I got to give up my life, then that's the halacha. So, I mean, that's the ibaya. Do you or do you not? So what's this as a kasha? He's not going to listen to you. He has to listen to you. If he's supposed to, I mean, we're not going to ask the question because no one's going to listen to you. Okay, so that's a problem. Okay, but then, so because of that kasha, the Tosa says it can't mean that. It can't mean the guy's going to be chayv misa, because if so, then of course the guy's not going to listen. Rather, you're not going to get chayv misa. Okay, because if it were the case, the guy does tshuva, he wants to pull the thing off the oven and prevent the afia, but the rabbanan are going to say, sorry, you can't do it, we're not going to kill him for that. Because the only reason why he's letting it bake is because we told him so. Okay, we told him to. So you're not going to get chayv misa for that. So that's Havamina Maskana. We have to explain. Havamina was apparently you would be Chayav Misa for that. Maskana is that no. It's saying is you're not Chayav Misa for that. So that we have to explain. So, oh, but now since basically you're not going to be Chayav Misa, it's just going to be an Issa Deraisa, but it's an Ilchayav Misa, so now the Gemara Zibaya is good. Is could the guy violate Issa Derabana in order to prevent the Issa Deraisa? So that's fine. Okay, fine. Now Tosas tries to prove his point that you're not going to be Chayav Misa. Okay, if you're listening to the Rabbanan. And he says, because you see that there are certain Rabbanans where it's Kares for Karban Pesach, for not bringing Karban Pesach, you get Kares. And there are certain instances where the Rabbanan tell a guy, don't bring Karban Pesach. Okay? For what? Because Gzeiros. Because if you bring Karban Pesach now, next year it's going to get Kares, you're going to make a mistake. So the Rabbanan are Maimed Devrem and Machim Kares. They tell you, don't bring Karban Pesach. Now, you can tell me a guy gets Kares there for listening to the Rechachamim? I mean, the takana derabanan, the gzeira derabanan is you have to get kares. So that can't be. That's the gzeira derabanan, so it must be you're not going to get kares. Oh, so just like there you're not going to get kares. So why are you not going to get kares? Oh, because you just listen to the chachamim. Oh, so if you don't get, just like you don't get kares there, you're not going to get chayiv misa in our case. So we just ask that they're not really comparable. Because in the case of misa, so you did an aver b'mezer. You put the bread in the oven. Now, the only thing is you want to prevent it, and the Rabbanan are telling you, no, sorry, you can't prevent it. So that's one thing to say that you're not going to be... It's one thing to say there you'd be Chayav Misa. But here, you really didn't do anything wrong. You want to bring the Karban Pesach, and the Rabbanan are telling you, don't bring Karban Pesach. So that, of course, you're not going to get Karis for. So that's not a proof. The Karis case isn't a proof by our case where you really did the Avera B'mezid, and the Rabbanan are just stopping you from correcting it. They're not the same case, so it's not really a raya. So that's our third question. Okay, so again, the first question was Tzitzkash in the first place. What do you mean the guy's not going to listen? He has to listen. Second question is, what's the Havamina Maskana about whether you'd be Chayav Misa for listening to the Chachamim? And the third question is, what's the comparison between the Karis and the Misa? Yeah. Okay, so Chaim Tess, and he says, but hold on this whole thing altogether. Is that the Rabbanon, you're telling me, a guy... Tell me, the Rabbanan say you have to toss her to do a sapasya, right? And you're going to have to get killed. So why don't you say it's a salsafoshos? I mean, is there a halacha that you have to give up your life for a shvos? For a dia sapas? So you're saying, why don't you just say, you have a yahorik? So I like the thing. Right, that's your question. Okay, good. So Chaim... It's good, very good. So you're saying that's exactly Tosas' point. Doesn't mean the guy's not going to listen. He's going to be an avarian. Like, so what kind of thing is that? Doesn't mean that. It just means that even if the Darabonon so to speak, were existed in this instance. But you'd say Yavar Val Yarog. Whereas the halacha would be that you don't keep the Darabanan. Because you don't keep the Darabanans if they involve Pikach Nefesh. So the halacha is going to be that you do the Yasapas anyways. So what's the Gemara Zibaya? The Gemara Zibaya is, do you say that the Isser Darabanan is, so to speak, the Rabbanan, it's pushed aside because the Rabbanan is, after all, to protect the Deraisa, and therefore it's not going to exist in this instance? Or do you say, no, this Rabbanan is going to exist anyways, but you're going to violate it anyways because of Yarog Valyavar, or Yavar Valyarog? So that's what I'm saying, it's a trivial chakira. It's just stam, like a theoretical question, but there's no nafgamina. Because either way, the guy is going to violate it. So what are you asking? Is he going to violate it because the Isser doesn't exist, or is he going to violate it because the Yarog because of Pikach Nefesh? That's not an Ibaya. That's just it's Tavon Shemabakach. That's not an Ibaya. That's a halacha question. What's your halacha question? Bottom line is the guy, if in this situation comes up, is mutter. It's mutter. The halacha is definitely, you pull it right off. Now, what's your question? Is it mutter because conceptually there's no Isser Darabanan because Darabanans are to protect the Oraisas or the whole Torah? Or you say, no, really, Darabanan and the Darabanan exists in full force, but you violate it because of Yarog Valyavar. That's not an Ibaya. That's the premises of this halachic system. That's just some theoretical question, but that's not halacha. Halacha isn't just about theorizing. Halacha is a practical system. So there's no nafgamina. That's not an Ibaya. That's what I was saying. There's no question here. There's no question. There's no practical question. So what's your question? Just some theoretical. There's no question like that. You have to have a theoretical case. And that's exactly what the Gemara was looking for. I mean, the Shogeg thing didn't work out. The whole flow of the Gemara, the Shogeg thing didn't work out. You couldn't come up with a case. No, what are you doing? You made the amazing case. It's not going to work out either. Same problem. So that was the whole problem with this thing in the first place, is that it's a very nice question, but the Shogeg didn't work out. Because if you knew about it, if you didn't know about it, so then it went to Mazes. So now Mazes doesn't work out either. So basically, you're stuck with a nice theoretical question, which is no nafkamina. So basically, the whole thing doesn't work out. So why is the Gemara happy now that it's talking about Mazen? It's not any better than it was in Shogeg. There's no Ibaya. That's Tosas Kasha. Tosas is like following up on the Gemara. Because the Gemara's Kasha on Shogeg was that your Ibaya is a great theoretical Ibaya, but has no practical nafkamina in Shogeg. So then the Gemara answered Mazen. Tosas thinks, Mazen also doesn't work out. Mazen has the same problem. So that's his kasha. So his kasha basically is, well, so the way we're learning, again, it's possible you can work out the Mishnah. If you want to really learn it, the one thing which I'm saying, the Lashon, is a little bit difficult, is Pshita Shelo Yishma Lanu Emnes Alo. I'm saying, doesn't mean that he's going to be a rebel and he's not going to listen to us, but it means he's not going to listen to us, because it's Yarag Yavar. Mishlon Esalan means he's going to know the halacha of Yarag Yavar, and he's not going to listen insofar as the Rabbanan are being maimed the Rabbanan against the Oraisa. He's not going to listen to it anyways because there's a greater halacha consideration. But not the way it sounds at first sight, that it means he's going to just be an Avarian. That's what I'm saying. But if you could try to work out a different shot, then against it, you just have to work it out. Fine. So what's Tosa's answer? So Tosa says, no, so it must be. So that was his Ibaya, basically. So Tosas Kasha is that there's no Ibaya. Because either way, it's mutter for the guy to do. What's the difference between mutter to him because intrinsically or because Yarag Valyavar? Either way, the guy is allowed to pull the bread off the oven. So therefore, he says that you're not going to get killed. So you're not going to get killed. So basically, we're not going to stone him. So therefore, a guy will listen. There's no Yarag Valyavar. So now it's just the question, is it mutter or is it aser? Are we matir this or deraisa, the Mr. Darabana, in order to prevent the Darabana, this or deraisa, or we're not matir the Darabana? So the question is, what's the havim oskana here about whether you should be chayiv misa? Whether you should be chayiv misa if you violate, again, if you put the bread in the oven, which is nisus deraisa. Okay, a separate point. Put bread in the oven, which is about to bake, and then if you leave it in, you'd be chayiv skila. But then now you want to pull it off, and really min haTorah you could pull it off, and if you pulled it off, you would not be chayiv skila. Okay, no, you didn't bake. But now the Rabbanan say, sorry, you're not allowed to pull it off. You can't pull it off because it's Rediyas HaPas. Now the question, and then it bakes. So the question is, are you Chayiv Skila or are you not Chayiv Skila? According to the Havmina, you would be. According to the Maskana, you would not. In the beginning, it was B'mezid. When he put it in, it was B'mezid. But now when he pulls it off, the fact that he didn't pull it off was not B'mezid. That was because the Rabbanan told him to. So the question is, in that case, do you treat him like a Mezid because he baked B'mezid? in which case you're going to say it's chayiv skila. That was Avmina. Maskana is no, can't kill him because the whole thing is he only didn't pull it off because the Rabbanan told him not to pull it off. That's our question. Why would you say that the guy should be chayiv misa? Why would you say the guy should not be chayiv misa? Well, let's get some clarity here about this. It's a good question. What are you chayiv skila for exactly if you bake? I mean, are you chayiv for putting it in the oven? For keeping it in the oven? For the whole thing? Like, how does it? It's kind of funny. Okay, so this is what I would say for that question. Is that you're chayiv for the Maisa Afia. Okay? You're chayiv for the Maisa Afia. But certain actions are defined by, like, so to speak, the at the instant, and certain actions are defined based upon the result. Like killing. Killing isn't pulling a trigger. Killing is an action which is defined. It's like a hanging definition. When I pull the trigger, it kind of depends whether the guy gets killed. But that's the nature of the action. So, like, the action that I did, if the guy gets killed, then my action is a mice of killing. Because the action is an action of bringing about a result. So it's true, if you somehow stop the result, it will turn out the action doesn't have that definition. Even though I did the exact same thing. But action doesn't just mean like a mechanical description of what my body did. It's a conceptual definition of an action. So a mice of killing means where you do something, pull a trigger, and that pulling of the trigger has a direct result of the guy killing, dying. So I say the mice of afia means putting something in the oven and thereby bringing about the result of baking. Now if, or is that action which brings about baking. Now if it doesn't bring it about, although it may be because of an external thing, but then that action isn't an action of baking, then it's just an action of putting something in the oven. So whether putting something in the oven is baking or not is contingent upon other factors, but that's fine. So is killing. Killing is also contingent upon other factors. Whether the guy ends up, whether it hits this part of his brain or a different part of his brain. But either way, that's the way certain actions are defined. Actions aren't just mechanical movements of your body. They're conceptual ideas. So that, but the maisa is the baking. If you say it's for the maisa of doing that, but that action, the shame of the maisa is contingent upon what happens. So if I take it out, it will prevent the shame of baking on the thing. But if I walk away and it happens, then I did afia. So it's not like I have to be mazed while that's happening, because that's not, the maisa is really the maisa that I'm doing. That's why I guess the hasra is at that moment. The maisa is the maisa, putting it in the oven. It's just that the shame of the maisa is dependent upon that status. But I don't have to be amazed during that whole time. That's not the maisa. The maisa is the maisa of amazed. And now if it gets stopped, then it gets stopped. And then it's not defined as a via. There's nothing wrong with like a maisa whose character is indeterminate. Until it would be like someone said like a Tanai. I mean, it's similar to like a Tanai, like a Maisa Tanai. I mean, the Tanai will, it's like that. It's like that. It's like Gila Goy Milsa, right? You make a Kedushin al Tanai that something happens. And then it happens. It turns out that was that Maisa. Not. So I was that the Maisa. It's contingent. So I mean, here, but I mean, certainly in everyday life, I think killing is a good example. I mean, killing is contingent. The action of killing is, you don't say the killing is the not stopping it. The killing is the killing. It's the pulling of the gun. That's the action of the killing. But it's true. It's dependent upon them actually dying. The difference between an extended mice, like writing two letters, if you're shogeg on one letter, maze on the other letter, then the process itself is partially maze, partially shogeg. But that's not this case. This case is one mice. The mice that you did is only putting in the oven. That was maze. So now if afterwards you try to change your mind, that's not gonna help. So therefore, someone says, Chaim, you're saying this is Amin. Right, so this is Amin of Tosas. Tosas is saying, you did a Maisa Mevishal Mezit. Now the Rabbanan said, stop. Okay. So the Rabbanan said, stop. But bottom line is, you did the Yechai for the Maisa, the Maisa Afia. The Maisa Afia was putting it in the oven. You put it in the oven, Mezit, and now you weren't able to stop it. So just like if you got paralyzed in the middle, or some other random thing prevented you from pulling it out, it's the difference of the Rabbanan prevented you from pulling it out. Right, that was Ariel's original argument. Right? And he's saying, that's Amin, which is good. This is what you would have said, Afemina, if you didn't give an answer. So it's good. If the natural definition leads us to this result, then we're in good standing. Okay, now the only question is what's coming. So we're going to leave the question. It's a good question. I think we're in more in a position to come up with it. And let's also try to get an answer, help us answer the Kari's problem. Okay, but let's at least on a basic level, let's get the facts of the next thing. So now he asks, he says, Vim Tomar, Vehechi Osi Lidechi of Skila. Altogether, how would it have come to Chi of Skila in the first place? Okay? How would it come to Chi of Skila in the first place? Why? It says, Veha Hasra Safeku. Okay, it's Hasra Safek. The Bishah Shehidvik Pas Betanor. I guess it's talking about baking in general. This time you put the bread in the tanor, Shemahaya Bedaito Luradosa Kodim Shiavo De Eshaskila. Whereas if a guy puts the bread in the oven, how do you know what he's thinking? You're going to tell him, if you do this, you're going to be chayev. Not really. Only if he doesn't pull it out. But maybe he was planning on pulling it out. I mean, if you put it in and then pull it out, there's nothing wrong with that.
So, like any malacha, that's a process.
Yeah, right.
I don't even sound like white.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you could say it. Fine. So he says, right? Aye, so maybe you'll say, Umasha lo rada. Right, but why don't you see, from the fact that you see he didn't take it out, it must be he wasn't thinking that. Mm-hmm. He says, but Shema Shachach Hasra. Maybe he forgot. Because maybe at that time, he really was planning on taking it out. Mm-hmm. And then, he ended up forgetting. But at the time of the Hasra, he wasn't really doing the thing. He wasn't doing he had no intent of doing a fiyah. We have to define this a little bit, but to define exactly this. It's not so smooth. But what's the problem here? What's this Hasra Safek mean? What's exactly his problem? And he's saying it funny. I mean, there's something funny about the way he's saying it. How would that have helped? Like, what's he trying to do there? Apparently he's playing a little bit. Like, what would it be? Umasha lo rada. What would that do?
Saying you can't prove that what his das was in the beginning.
Right, I mean, his das. Right.
The guy who was given a sa'a is going to
define. Right, that's the question. What's hasra suffix such that matters? You're right. Like, hasra suffix is... What's the concept of Asra Safek? What's the idea? Right. Right, that's the question. What's the concept? I mean, we have to use this to get the concept. So let's see what he answers. B'tirz Riva, T'kiva Shehidbik Toch K'dei Dibor Shel Asra, since he takes it out, I'm sorry, he throws it, he puts it on the oven, right, Toch K'dei Dibor Shel Asra, right, they warn him, don't put it on the oven, don't be madvik it on the tanor. Don't put it on the oven, and then he does it right away. Ubevadai teyafeim lo yodena, and is definitely going to end up baking if he doesn't pull it off. Lav asra safek. Tevadai lo hayabedaito lerados kodem afia. Obviously, he definitely wasn't planning on doing that. So what was his question? Was, Shema hayabedaito leradosa kodesh yodei yisuskila. And his answer is, Vadai lo hayabedaito lerados kodem afia. That's a good way to answer a question.
Proves he can't learn the Tosfos
Yeah. Right? I mean, he just changed his question. The other question was, maybe he plans to take it out. And his answer is no. He definitely wasn't planning on that. And, okay, I guess that solves the problem. So what is Hasra Safek then? So what then is Hasra Safek? V'lohavi Hasra Safek Ella b'loket eim alabanim. L'mandam pergilein alokin bitlu v'lo bitlu. T'shem alo yishper k'nafeha. So what's the case? The case is like this: is that there's an issue of taking the mother bird, right? Taking the mother bird from the eggs. But if you do, then the mitzvah is, as I say, is nitzak asay that you send the bird away, you send the mother away. Okay, but so now there's a shita a little bit holds that if you're mevatel. If you're mevatel the asay of throwing it away, of sending away the mother, so then it turns out then you'll be chayev. In other words, then you're chayev malchus for the taking the bird in the first place, because now there's no longer an asay. So you're mevatel the asay, like if you break the mother's wings, okay. So then you can no longer send it away. So now it turns out you took the mother bird, and then you're not going to send it away. So by breaking the wings, it turns out that it's turns out, by breaking the wings, you're knocking out any possibility to repair the lav. So therefore, that's when you're violating the lav. Okay, so that's why that's the law. Well, the law is set taking the mother. But you could always fix up the problem by nitiglasa. You could fix it by sending away the mother, sending it away. You shouldn't take it like to kill it or whatever. But if you send it away, so then you undo it. So the thing is, but when you're mevatel the possibility of sending it away, so then you violate the law and then you get malchus. Problem is, it's a srasafik. Because at the time that you warn him, you're going to have to warn him. You're going to have to say, if you take this bird and then later you break the wings, then you're going to be chayev malchus. But that's a suffix, because maybe he's never going to break the wings. So that's contingent. It's a suffix because that's contingent upon what's going to happen later. And you can't warn him before he breaks the wings, because you're not whipping him for breaking the wings. You're whipping him for the mice of taking the mother in the first place. So he's saying is that that's a suffix because Shema, he says, the Shema later is going to fail. Because maybe you're not going to end up doing that. That kind of a Shema you do say. Apparently he's showing the differentiators. You say, you can't tell him, you're Michaev if you take the mother bird, because maybe he's not going to break the wings later. But you can't say, maybe he's going to take it out of the oven. That he's not going to say.
He's pointing out the difference.
He's trying to show the difference. I mean, that's what you have to figure out what it says. Oh, hold on. Give me an answer. Let's try it for tomorrow. So he's saying, what?
Another story, just a second.
Right, hold off, okay? So then he says, here's another case also. So here's the case. So you have two. You say like this: is that I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat this kikar. Okay, I'm not going to eat this kikar if I eat this kikar. Okay, so I'm not going to eat kikar one if I eat kikar two. Okay, and then what he does is he eats kikar one, and then he ends up eating kikar two. So retroactively, kikar one was really asar. There's an ad there, right? Oh, but at the time that he eats kikar one, the asra would be suffic. Because what are they going to say? If you eat kikar one, you're going to be chayev. Maybe. If you then subsequently eat kikar two. So that's asra suffic, because maybe he's never going to eat kikar two. So then when you're warning him, it's asra suffic. Just like maybe if you take the bird, the mother of the bird, only if he then breaks the wings. But maybe that's never going to happen. So that's Hasra Safik. Right? The Shematzra, Bashas Achilas Isser, Adayin Mechusar, Maisa Achilas, Shel Tanai, Kadosh Yitzchai Malkus. Because when the time where you eat the first one, it's still Mechusar Maisa of eating the second one. So that's Hasra Safik. Aval Hacha Shemadbik Pas Betanor, Ein Hafiyah Mechusaras Maisa. Here, by the Tanor, you put the bread in the oven, it's not Mechusar any Maisa. You don't have to do anything else. It's gonna do it on its own. It's going to do it on its own. So he's saying that you don't consider Asra Safik. Okay, that's what we have to explain this whole thing. I mean, I'm just getting the shot here. I mean, the whole thing, you have to, what's his question, what's his answer, what's the idea of Asra Safik? I mean, this is a whole other area. I mean, we'll take this up after we do this, But let's at least try to get into the area a little bit. I don't know if we're going to be able to solve all the problems tomorrow. But so start off tomorrow with the first question we had. What was the question again? About the Onesh. What are you going to give the guy the Onesh? Let's try to get as far for that, and then let's try to get at least get our way into this area, you know, to the social topic.